KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear. We have 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly sunny skies today, a high of 87. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has declared an end to flooding problems on the lower Missouri River and is shifting attention to what repairs will be needed. Colonel Andrew Sexton, District Commander of the Corps' Kansas City District, was visiting damaged areas Friday after announcing Thursday that the flooding had ceased on a span of the river that stretches from Rulo, Nebraska, to the confluence of the Missouri and Mississippi Rivers in the St. Louis area. Operators of levees and other flood control structures will have until September 11th to submit repair requests. Tom Waters, chairman of the Missouri Levee and Drainage District Association, says that it's expected there will be some erosion, seeding, and repairs along the river because waters were up and down throughout the spring and summer. The Iowa State Fair Livestock Pavilion was the winning venue Thursday for an animal raised on an Atlantic area farm. Samson, a three-year-old Red Angus, weighed in at 2,893 pounds, which was enough to win the title of Super Bowl at the 2015 Iowa State Fair. Samson was raised on the Allen and Brenda Zelmer farm near Atlantic. Gage Zelmer, the 22-year-old son of Brenda and Allen, said it was surprising to the family how big Samson grew and how fast.
Honestly, what happened was we had him running with some younger bulls that we were trying to bulk up and kind of lost track of him. And once we realized, holy cow, he's huge. And so we decided to pull him in and really start cranking him up on feed and decided we'd try the Super Bowl deal. We'd never done it, never been around it, but just decided we'd try it.
Gage says it takes a lot of time and feed to make a bull that huge. He wouldn't think it would be easy to lead around an animal that weighs more than a VW Beetle, but Gage said he was amiable enough once he got used to the idea, but he can still be determined to go where he wants.
We broke him 2 months ago. We broke him to lead, and I didn't know if we were going to make it or not, but he tamed right down. And the one thing about it, if he wants to go somewhere, he's going there. You don't really change his mind.
Samson is the largest bull the Zelmers have ever raised. He's also the first big award the family has won at the state fair.
As kids, we all went up to state fair here and there, but, you know, never really wanted to spend the money to really compete in, like, the calf shows and stuff like that. So this would be our first big award with the state fair.
And the big purple ribbon will be hung in the family's office. Family has been in the, rather a farming has been in the blood for the Zelmer family. Alan Zelmer has been farming on his own since he was 14. The plans for Samson's future, well, they're uncertain at this point.
I don't know. I guess we really haven't talked about it. We didn't know if we were going to win it or not. There was another competitor there that had a very, very, very large bull that we thought was going to maybe beat us, so we didn't really talk about it, to be honest with you. He's not headed to McDonald's yet.
You can see him at the Iowa State Fair in the barn near the Livestock Pavilion through the last day of the fair on August 23rd. Just look for the sign out front that reads Super Bowl. Well, do you help take care of an older family member or friend? If so, you're not alone. Over 65 million family caregivers in America provide a vast array of emotional, financial, nursing, social, homemaking, and other services on a daily or an intermittent basis. Powerful Tools for Caregivers is an excellent educational series designed to provide tools you need to take care of yourself. If you take good care of yourself, the experts say you'll be better prepared to take good care of your loved one. As a participant in the program, you'll learn how to reduce stress, improve self-confidence, better communicate your feelings, balance your life, increase ability to make tough decisions, and locate helpful resources. Iowa State University Extension is sponsoring Powerful Tools for Caregivers in Villisca beginning later this month. The program has been tested and evaluated through a grant from the U.S. Administration on Aging. Local supporters include the Good Samaritan Society in Red Oak and Villisca and Iowa State University Extension, Montgomery County Extension. The classes consist of six 90-minute sessions held once a week. Two experienced leaders conduct each class. Interactive lessons, discussions, and brainstorming help you take the tools you choose and put them into action for your life. The sessions are scheduled every Monday except for Labor Day for 6 weeks, and they begin on August 24th. The classes will be held at the Good Samaritan Society from 6 until 8:30 p.m. They had a special grant to defer the costs for that program. For more information or to register, you can contact Montgomery County Extension by August 19th at 712-623-2592. The office of U.S. Senator Joni Ernst announced this week the Republican from Red Oak will offer traveling office hours to residents of southwest Iowa the last half of this month and during parts of September. Representatives from Ernst's office will serve as a resource to Iowans, helping them with problems they may be having or answer questions they may have, especially with regard to Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits or military affairs, passports, immigration issues, and other federal programs. Her staffers will be in Monona, Crawford, and Carroll counties next week, August 19th and 20th, in Dallas, Madison, Adair, and Guthrie counties, August 31st, September the 1st in Union, Audubon, Ringgold, Shelby, and Harrison counties, September 2nd in Ames, Adams, Montgomery, Cass, and Pottawatomie counties, and September 3rd in Taylor, Page, Fremont, and Mills counties. If you'd like the complete list of locations and times to visit with her staffers, look for the same story under the news tab at KJAN.com. Iowa Democrat Kim Weaver on Friday announced her plan to challenge incumbent Republican Congressman Steve King. Weaver hopes to replace King following the November 2016 general election as representative for the sprawling 4th District, which includes Audubon, Harrison, Shelby, Crawford, and Carroll counties in our listening area. Weaver is a lifelong Iowa resident who grew up in Des Moines and raised her three children in Sheldon. She began her professional career as a DHS Medicaid worker and currently works for state long-term care ombudsman, protecting senior citizens in nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Weaver, an active AFSCME member, will be canvassing the 4th District, speaking with and listening to constituents. For more information about her campaign, you can go to www.weaverforcongress.com. Well, no endorsements were made, but Jeb Bush got the next best thing yesterday from three top Republicans in Iowa, personal time at the Iowa State Fair. Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst welcomed the former Florida governor to the fair early Friday, and Governor Terry Branstad joined him to flip pork loins on the sizzling grill at the Iowa Pork Producers tent later in the morning. Bush's comprehensive tour included snacking on a deep-fried Snickers bar, sampling pork chops on sticks, and appearing on the political soapbox where he got pinged on Iraq, capping a week in which he focused heavily on foreign policy. Recent polls indicate the former Florida governor is struggling in Iowa, but Bush said many voters are still looking at the entire field of candidates. Elsewhere in the news, police say a man was killed and a woman were injured after their vehicles crashed in Des Moines. Investigators say 46-year-old Thomas Heckinger of Des Moines and 48-year-old Teresa Sagastume were taken to the hospital after authorities arrived shortly around 9 a.m. Friday. Heckinger later died and Sagastume was treated and released. Both drivers were alone in their vehicles. Investigators from the Des Moines Police Traffic Unit were conducting a technical investigation of the crash. Police blocked the intersection of 6th Avenue and Hickman Road while they investigated that accident. And World War II ended this week in 1945, and a celebration is planned Sunday at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter. Iowa Department of Veterans Affairs Executive Director Colonel Robert King says the Spirit of 45 ceremony is part of an international event.
All of the national cemeteries, including Arlington, many state cemeteries, all the American Battlefield Memorial Commission sites around the world will participate in this international tribute to recognize and honor our World War II veterans on this 70th anniversary of what they did for all of us. And
the Iowa event begins at 1 p.m. Sunday, and Governor Branstad will be the keynote speaker. King says they'll also have an Iowan who is the national spokesman for the Spirit of 45 events.
Captain Jerry Yellen from Fairfield, originally from the East Coast, came back after the war, settled in Iowa. Jerry was a P-51 fighter pilot and was flying combat missions on the very last day of the war.
Yellen's flight is considered the last mission of the war. He is now 95 years old. King is retired from the Iowa National Guard. He says they'll also have a flyover with a special plane.
We've located a World War II Stinson aircraft. It's a tail dragger, single engine, that was used by the Air Force, the Army Air Force, during the war, and then when the Iowa Air National Guard was formed in 1947, this one particular plane was assigned to the 132nd here at the Des Moines Air Base.
And King says this is a chance for everyone to remember one of the great days in history.
The numbers of them that were here 70 years ago is diminishing every day, but, you know, there's a lot of stories and a lot of remembrances of what, and not only that last day, but what they specifically did during the war, whether it was in combat or whether we're back here participating in one of the many drives that supported the war effort.
King encourages everyone to participate in the celebration and share in the stories and memories. The Iowa Veterans Cemetery is located along Interstate 80 at the Van Meter exit. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.